Hey, Campbell Corner Time on Pioneer Radio, KSRQ for a Wednesday, June 19th. I'm joined by the director of the Campbell Public Library of East Grand Forks, Minnesota, Charlotte Helgeson. Hello, Charlotte.
Hello.
Another complaint came in from, four listeners. Well, yeah, at least four. Between last week's show and this week's show, complaining once again we're having way too much fun on the air.
Yeah, we've got to rein that in somehow.
Somehow, some way.
Stamp that down. No
stamp
more.
Stamp it.
I've already failed.
That's a huge part of our get-together here on Campbell Corner.
It is.
It gives the program zest and flavor, and you got to have that. We have a very nice list of things to talk about on this Wednesday afternoon. And among the items, number one, oh my goodness, the gardens are in bloom at Campbell Library.
They're all sorted out. Our new sod is down. It looks absolutely gorgeous.
So what's in the gardens? Give me some idea what to look at.
Oh, well, the bushes are cut back, so that looks really nice. We have some hostas. We have we took our rose bushes out simply because they were getting bigger than we could take care of. So they've been moved around. We left our great big rock, which might sound funny when I mention that, but that was pretty important to the horticulturalists.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's a bench, so you can sit.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, it's lovely.
You can gaze or read or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Take a nap.
Look out at Sherlock Park. Yeah.
Where's that big garden then? It's on the northeast corner?
The big one is now two smaller ones. And that is on the Sherlock Park side of the building.
It's been divided.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, come on by and take a look. And again, the gardens are in full bloom at the Campbell Library. Number two, RELF, which stands for Random Acts of Library Fun. Is that right?
That's pretty close.
Is it pretty close?
Yeah. No, actually, I think you're probably right. I always call it really awesome, but random... awesome library fun.
Something like that. And they meet next week, Tuesday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, during the summer, do they meet every Tuesday at 4?
Yes.
They do. All right. And the topic next Tuesday, which is the 25th of June, is tie-dye. Now, I know what tie-dye is. You know what tie-dye is. For those who don't know, what is tie-dye?
Well, from my experience, we would use T-shirts and rubber bands, and we would put knots and use the rubber bands to cover up parts of the fabric, and then dunk parts of the fabric into dye.
Okay.
So it could all be one color, or it could be lots of colors. And then when you take it out, dries a bit, you take the rubber bands off, and you have a design.
Really?
And they look like bursts of fireworks.
Lots of color,
mm-hmm.
All that good stuff?
Yeah.
All right, tie-dye next Tuesday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and that's sponsored by RELF.
Right.
And RELF is who again?
RELF is for teenagers.
Okay, for teens.
Yep, so if you're 12 going into 13 this next school year, come on over.
Very good. Number three, summer reading is today. Now, this is Wednesday, June 19th. And it begins at 3:30, moments from now?
Right.
Okay,
yep.
Very good. 3:30, and today it's Zoomobile.
That is a vehicle that comes to the library that brings animals with.
Live animals?
Live animals.
Really?
They will be coming into the library with them and letting the kids actually meet them. I don't know how much handling of the animals we'll have. I suppose it depends upon the animals that day.
Okay.
You know, how they're going to feel this afternoon. So the kids will get experience with animals they may not have seen before. I know that they've... There again, it depends upon which animals arrive on, you know, as they unpack them today. I can't tell you what they are, but it could be a pangolin.
Pardon
Do
me?
You know? when it rolls up, it looks like a very large pill bug.
Oh, yeah.
An armored, or it could be a little fox, rodents kinds of things. It could be a bird.
Armadillo.
Falcon.
No.
Armadillo.
You never know.
You never know.
You just never know.
No.
Okay. So the Zoomobile arriving at 3:30.
Right.
Or sometime around there.
They'll be ready to go, yep, at 3:30.
And so stop on by. It's free, of course.
Yes, it is.
Okay. And where does the Zoomobile come from?
It comes from the cities, down in the Twin Cities and up this direction.
Really?
Yep. So they visit other libraries, other locations.
Okay, very good. And next week, it's Global Friends Coalition.
Right.
And what is that?
They are a group that's worked with our refugees, for the most part, is where it started.
Oh, okay.
And in 2008, it came to be very noticeable in the community that we had a lot of new refugees and new Americans.
Mm-hmm.
We had on an average about 10 a year that came into our area, and it jumped up to 95 on an average every year, and it continues. What I don't think a lot of people realize is that when a new refugee comes this way, that often the family members come, they're not always necessarily counted immediately, because they come, they check out the space, they check out another town, they come back. 300 to 400 more people could come in with those original 95.
Mm-hmm.
And so Global Friends have created a 501c3 to help the community and these refugees learn how to make a whole community. You know, not separate them out, but get to know what we do here, how we live here, how to function in the winter, how to function with our tax laws or city rules. So they're a wonderful, welcoming group.
You know, I'm still trying to figure out how to function in wintertime. Maybe I'll stop on by.
They could give you probably a hint or two. You know, it's all always right. Fun to hear a new person describe what we have seen all our lives.
Sure. Yeah.
It's a good new perspective.
You see the forest for the trees. All right. Again, that's a week from today at 3:30.
Today, yep.
All right. At the Campbell Library. Number four, Art in the Park. One of my favorite things that go on in the summertime at Campbell. And who's appearing and what's being done?
Brenda Bomber is sponsored by the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council.
Yay!
And the Park and Rec, mm-hmm, and the library.
All right.
And she will be teaching anyone who comes into the park at that point how to paint a picture of a birch tree.
Oh.
So very okay. Minnesotan.
Yeah.
And she has done other workshops that has really had good turnout and people have enjoyed in the library. So I'm hoping that people will find the spot at the library under their shelter. And again, it's free.
Okay. When is that, by the way?
That is on Thursday.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
At what time?
At 6 o'clock.
At 6 p.m. on Thursday.
Yeah.
And where should folks go again?
To Sherlock Park.
Sherlock Park.
Right across from the library.
Okay. And look for Brenda.
Right.
Brenda Bomber, again, demonstrating birch tree painting. Not actually on the tree, by the way.
Right. I had to ask, are we painting pieces of, you know, bark, or what are we doing here? So, good question.
Yeah. So, if you see a neighbor with a birch tree, don't go paint on the birch tree.
No.
Don't do that, no. Art in the Park. Tomorrow at 6, Art in the Park in Sherlock Park.
Yes.
Am I correct on that?
You are.
Bingo. All right. And new books. I see 1, 2, 3 new books, and one is really big. We're talking a big, thick book.
It is. It's
wow.
Gigantic.
How many pages in that book?
I wanted to have a balance because this is the only adult book that I have. And when I say adult, I just mean it's an adult-level reader.
Mm.
You know, books don't have to be picked out by age necessarily.
Right. It's not restricted to certain ages.
This is 898 pages.
It's a lot.
But it's soft cover and it's large print. That's why it's so big. We've had a lot more large print readers who've asked for nonfiction. So this is American Moonshot, John F. Kennedy and the Great Space Race.
Oh, back in the 60s.
Yeah.
Wow. Cool.
And it's, you know, and it's coming back around. It's it's having an anniversary.
Right.
So 50 years.
Yeah. And there's talk about putting people back on the moon soon.
Right. Actually living there, maybe.
Really?
Kind of a space station.
Kind of like living in Saskatchewan. Right? Wait a minute. I didn't mean that. That's a joke. All right. Okay. All right. So that's book number one. Book number two.
we have as a challenge for summer reading this year the autobiographies in picture book form, which I want to recommend to adults. Because if there's somebody who interests you and you don't want to read one of those whopper books,
mm-hmm.
grab the children's book and you get to learn so much in a friendly way.
There you go.
So the first one is The Important Thing About Margaret Weiss Brown, which is by Mac Barnett and Sarah Jacoby. Now, Margaret Weiss Brown is an author, and she had a very unique personality. And she had her books rejected for libraries. And her reputation was part of that. Part of it was just that she wrote things differently and was very straightforward. And this book tells you that story without being mean or without knocking anybody down. But if you've read any of her books, you should really take a try at this autobiography.
Okay. All right.
So, the last one. Have you ever had a ramen noodle?
Back in college, I had more than one.
I think all college students
eat
them. Yeah,
that was my main staple of nutrition.
Substance.
<whatever. laughs> Yeah.
So this is called Magic Ramen, the story of Momofuku.
Pardon me?
And I'm doing the best with my Japanese.
Okay.
I can. Momofuku, maybe? Ando.
All right.
So the name of the book is Magic Ramen, and it's written by Andrea Wang. This is about the man who, after World War II, saw Japan basically in rubble and thought, you know, what we're going toward here is peace. People cannot feel peace in their heart if their bellies aren't full. That is what he thought. He went to work on creating the ramen noodle. Lots of failures, lots of mistakes.
Wow, what a great story.
But he came up with the ramen that we now know. So, yeah, it's a great story.
Cool. Yeah.
Check it out.
Like the story of Spam.
Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota. Austin, Minnesota, Spam. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, great. Three wonderful books that are brand new on the shelf right now. And new books are coming in very regularly. So
yes.
Stop on by and check them out. We talked about the gardens again. They're in full bloom. Stop on by and take a peek. Ralph coming up next Tuesday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, featuring tie-dye. And then the summer reading program continues today. And we're fast approaching 3:30. It'll be the Zoomobile at Campbell Library. And Art in the Park comes up tomorrow night at 6, right?
Right.
At Sherlock Park. Again, Brenda Balmer on hand for birch tree painting. Very good. You see, again, we prove that Campbell is a valuable asset to Greater Grand Forks. And to find out more about the Campbell Library, what can folks do, Charlotte?
Call us at 218-773-9121.
Got it.
Website, egflibrary.org.
You bet. And stop on by.
And stop in.
On Demers Avenue or off Demers Avenue.
Just a block off.
Pretty close to it, near the main fire station.
Yep.
Look for that cute Dalmatian in front of the fire station and either take a left or a right, depending on where you're coming from. Anyway, Campbell Corner is heard Wednesdays at 3:05, and let's see, I'll be gone the week of the 1st, so we'll be on the air together next Wednesday.
Okay.
And then because of the holiday, we'll take a brief break.
Ah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Charlotte.
Thank you.
Campbell Corner on Pioneer 90.1.